program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by a comic shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Welcome to Dungeons & Doritos, Nerdy Show's epic tabletop role-playing podcast. Hi, I'm Cap.
I'm Rule.
I'm Lefty.
I'm Colin.
Hey, I'm Doug.
And we got Doug, guesting back with us, who previously debuted his character Bogo, the smartest Northlander we've ever met.
That is not true. He's maybe the most kind-hearted.
I was being facetious.
Oh, see, he wouldn't have gotten that anyway. It's perfect. Perfect casting.
All right, so we're gonna eat some Doritos, we're going to hear from some fans, and then we're going to get right into the adventure. Coming to you all the way from Japan. We got some taste sensations. In a bright gold bag, we have spicy curry Doritos.
What kind of curry?
It looks like Indian curry, but it could be Japanese curry.
It does look like tikka masala or something.
It kind of
like
smells like curry, too.
Yeah, it's pictured
too,
with naan bread.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Indian curry. Indian curry Doritos. You guys ready for the crunch off?
Yeah.
Crunch it off. I like.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd like it, but that's good.
It's got a little bit of a tingle, but it's overall pretty mild.
Yeah.
This is more Japanese Doritos.
The smell is fantastic.
Most of the ones we get from
Japan
are awesome.
And it tastes great with my breakfast burrito and coffee.
Yeah, that's a very pleasant Dorito. It actually reminds me of I had a curry ramune, a limited edition ramune, and it was a curry soft drink beverage. It was exquisite. It was just like these Doritos. It was weirdly refreshing. But now, in a green bag, we have wasabi and soy sauce.
Oh, I'm worried about this one.
I'm so nervous about this one. Hex is
so Doug,
happy to not be here.
Doug, are you like worried? I mean, are you not a spice person?
No, it's just wasabi is the key phrase here. I'm not anti-spice. I'm just sort of like wasabi can tend to be overpowering if not handled correctly.
Jeez Louise, I can't open the bag.
I gave up.
I tore it.
Use
I can
your
okay,
werewolf you, strength, Barty.
Oh, it's supposed to like you're supposed to tear it like it's like from the top down as opposed to straight up just open.
You guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, here we go. Oh, hell
no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's amazing.
No. I mean, it tastes appropriate, but no.
I really like the flavor that fills your mouth as you crunch down, and the spice isn't that awful.
My adorable dragon snout was a little bit stuffy, but it's not anymore.
That's
maybe
wonderful.
Mine just wasn't that spicy, or my year in Louisiana has changed my palate.
It tasted just like wasabi dipped in soy sauce. And that
it
to me
does
is just good. But what's
it
the point of it?
Oh, it's soy sauce. That's what, because I was going to say, like, at the end of it, it has, like, that edamame, like, taste. Like, I mean, you know.
Say it. Say finish.
What do you mean, what's the point?
It has a nice edamame finish.
Wasabi and soy sauce without any sushi or rice or any of it just doesn't make sense.
Powdered
it does
nacho
make sense.
Flavor
it
on
delicious.
A corn chip that's not even made out of corn. None of that makes sense either.
I'm pretty sure the Japanese ones are made out of corn.
Disgusting.
Are they?
By the way, Doug, since you were apprehensive about these flavors, we also mm-hmm. have a mild one here for you. This is something called Doritos Mix. I believe they've had it in America before. We might have even tried it. I don't remember. It's tinier Doritos, two flavors mixed together in a bag, and this is spicy tacos and avocado.
Oh, well, I liked the spicy taco one before, so.
It's a little bit like vomit.
I'm jamming on these wasabi for a while.
Call in your
no, those are mild. Those are nice.
I'm not a fan. I mean, I don't dislike them, but...
Nothing to write home about, but, you know.
It still kind of tastes like a sick day.
Rule?
Lefty, did you rip it from top to down?
I did.
Yeah, and it works fine.
Better than the
I think that's what they intend for us to do.
It's like they designed it or something. Yeah.
Surprisingly enough, I believe the curry is my take home from this one.
I definitely see where Rule's coming from about the vomit-like flavor of the tacos and avocado, but it is not inauthentic to the flavor of tacos. Like, I mean, it tastes like a taco packet. Tastes like some refried beans in there. A little bit of when you mix all
these taste great with my breakfast burrito too.
Okay, have you like had a bite of breakfast burrito with a Doritos taco?
Cap, where are you getting your tacos?
Yeah, that's
your
what I just did. I've been sitting here. I like creating the perfect bite. Yeah, I'm all about the perfect bite, like texturally and flavor-wise. So, like, I've been taking a bite of the Dorito, and as the Dorito powder seeps into my tongue, I'm taking a bite of the breakfast burrito,
and then I'm
letting it have a little party in my mouth.
Oh, man, that sounds so good. Although, that one time where we made, like, a cheeseburger out of Doritos.
That was the best. I told people about that on the Nerd Cruise I was on.
Oh my god.
Making the Dorito burger was the best thing we ever did.
That was the reason for the show, in my opinion. Like that
you look back on it all, that's what it amounts to.
Yes. Yep. That was the reason for it.
When you're like, God, why do I spend any time with these losers? Oh right. The Dorito burger.
All right. So these are the flavors we're going to be having in this episode. That's it. But we're also going to be hearing from you guys. Now, Dungeons and Doritos, it's an entirely listener-supported podcast, just like all the shows here on the Nerdy Show Network. So we rely on you to help us continue to exist. If you support us on Patreon, there's hours of Dungeons and Doritos bonus perks and early episodes available. So I highly recommend checking out our Patreon. If you shop through our Amazon links, you can help fund all the shows in the Nerdy Show Network. And if you don't want to contribute any money, but you do want to give us some love, rating and reviewing us on iTunes is the best way to make sure more people discover Dungeons and Doritos. You can sign on and click a rating, and if you got a little bit more time, you can leave a review. It can be super short. You can just say, hey, this is a great show. You should totally listen to it.
Yeah.
So let's get to it and see what Galdap has to say.
Tell you what, you're very useful, like all of you. I have personally invented several thousand amazing made-for-TV, as-seen-on-TV pieces of merchandise. That thing that folds shirts, those flaps that fold shirts. I made that. That's a Galdap. It has a little sticker you wouldn't have noticed because it's very small. Because I'm humble, it says "Made by Galdap." You ingrates. I want the things I do for you. Absolutely inconsiderate, inconsolable, insignificant, introspective imbeciles. And that's all the words I know. Let's start with the letter I. And now... a tale of Doritos and also of dungeons. Our heroes fought some awful beasts that sound a lot like things that gurgle around in Galdep's stomach late at night with my acid reflux. And I wasn't quite done yet.
Don't you hate it when you pinch it off a little bit too early?
True words have never been spake. That's true of belches, bowel movements, and bereaved relatives at funerals. Anyway, our heroes have been returning to the camp of the Northlanders with a trio of dwarves in tow, two burly dwarves and one sassy bearded little lady named Edda, who's a rune master. How convenient. We go now to somewhere.
The journey back is pretty boring, aside from the dwarves' constant complaining. When you guys do get back, the dwarves and Palaver immediately are set to work. The Northlanders at the time had already started moving what they could of the ship, piece by piece, bit by bit, unsupervised, which kind of ticked off Palaver. But they have relocated the ship to their village and have started to rebuild it. So there's really not much for you guys to do but sit and wait. So after the first couple days of waiting, things continue on and the building resumes.
Oh, should we roll for partying again?
No. Oh. Eventually, Barty is summoned.
Oh.
Back to...
Okay.
Once it becomes clear that this process of fixing the ship isn't just going to be about woodworking, Barty is summoned back to the Berserker gang, and he is disappeared for several days. In the meantime,
Now do we roll for partying?
If you want to,
I just want to know how sore I'm going to be and hungover.
It's not really a whole lot of partying. The king is set off on another raiding party. Half of the Berserker gang have gone with him, and so basically it's just a bunch of farmers and laborers that are hanging around, and a few of the older warriors who are still devastatingly vicious-looking men and women who would probably crush you as soon as offer you a drink. But they're not, don't seem really the partying type. There is one guy who's kind of in charge in the king's absence. He's made sure that you guys have a place to sleep. You guys have plenty of food. And not long after the fourth or fifth day, Shovel Guy comes to visit you guys at the camp. And
hey, Shovel Guy!
He looks a little worried.
What's wrong, Shovel Guy?
Yeah, you should be worried. Black Pepper Jack's on the loose.
You're not in the scene. You've been sequestered.
You should be worried. Black Pepper Jack's on the loose.
He shouts that every night out of the...
Well, it's all my place slaves, miss, but we all stuck on a boat, and we're running out of food, water, and we're quite bored. We was wondering if we could go exploring for food and maybe Black Pepper Jack, but we's not having you come back to give us any orders.
Well, I'd be comfortable with some of the crew leaving the ship. I think we should still stay ready in case Captain Buttface comes back. I mean, if you guys are bored and you want to get some food and maybe kill Black Pepper Jack, why not?
All right. I get a five guy and my shovel, and we go one day, and then I stay at the ship with five more guys and their shovels, and they go the next day, or the swords. But I think they should bring shovels. And they go out, and we try to find food and Black Pepper Jack. Northmen, are they going to kill us for doing this?
Kill's such an ugly word.
Are they going to eat us if we go out and get food?
You know, Shovel Guy, but stay right here, and we'll go make sure that you don't get killed.
All right, good thing.
We know the guy in charge, right? The guy who's supplementary.
He doesn't speak your language, but Bogan does.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
And you guys have a shared adventure.
You mean us and Bogo?
Yes, Bogo.
Well,
Mr. Buy One, Get One.
I'll track down Bogo, and ask him to relay to...
It'll be elders, I suppose.
The, yeah. You're the elders of the tribe to kindly not eat our friends who need to forage for things.
Was that the guy with the really small axe that he was carrying? I don't think I've ever seen an axe that small.
You ever dug a hole before?
Dug a hole? No, if I had to dig a hole, I'd just dig.
Let me tell you something, Boko. That man digs holes like you lob off heads.
With an axe that small, that's got to be impressive.
Boko has to take you guys to the elder, because he's got to get permission, too, to let you guys go out there. And the elder tells Boko that he doesn't care what they do, as long as they stay away from people's farms, stay away from their flocks, don't harm anybody, don't steal anything. Aside from that, don't go too far north. Once this winter storms start coming in, they're gonna die. You know, they can only come in on their small boats, not the big ship. Because in his world, ships can go right up to the land. But he doesn't understand that your boats can't do that. And that if they do encounter any of the Northlanders, they should put their weapons down and explain who they are as best they can. You know, just point towards the village. Aside from that, other things to stay away from: bears, wolves, and then there's a forest that is not too far away called Jotunden. They need to stay away from Jotunden. When Boko hears that, he just nods. He understands completely. It wasn't something he had thought of, but yeah, good advice. Stay away from Jotunden.
Huh.
I'll relay that.
So we'll go back to Shovel Guy then and tell him all of that, won't we, Boko?
Yeah. Jotunden's bad. Make sure, above all.
What Jotunden?
It's the woods. It's really bad, really bad forest. It's, well, really bad for softer people, but...
I got shovel. It's okay. No woods be scary.
You know, you should be scared.
Well, hey, Shovel Guy, who I don't touch because he's filthy. There's plenty of places with trees that aren't a woods that these people fear. These people fear them. Come on. Don't be crazy. I mean, I know you're crazy, Shovel Guy, but don't be that kind of crazy. Come on, man.
Okay, stay away. Don't go north. Get cold fast. Nobody sheeps.
Nope, nobody sheeps?
No, eat nobody sheeps. The animals.
Yeah.
Everybody, no. Stay away from...
Yeah. Yeah, no buggering the sheeps. No eating the sheeps.
Oh, come on. We say we're not eating them. All right. No buggering the sheep.
Excuse him a noogie.
I know about you. He's a lovable scamp. All right, so I guess we'll go with Shovel Guy and help them forage. I mean,
okay.
Lefty's crew and all.
Yeah, I'm in.
It's fairly boring. You know, they get a crew of about five guys on one of the long ships or the dinghies, and they come ashore. And you basically, they follow orders pretty well. They can identify the pasture lands, the villages, they are just essentially what you get the sense of is they're more for stretching their legs and looking for black pepper jack than they are for foraging. So occasionally one might take some fruit or vegetables or something that somebody's growing in a garden real quick and try it out just more out of curiosity, but it's not like they're going and raiding it out like what the Northlanders are afraid of them doing. It's just kind of going around. Even the villagers, they meet them and they bring out food and they hang out with them for a little bit, and you know, it's all very nice and casual, but not a whole lot going on. That kind of goes on for a couple days. They try to range farther out, you know, they go a little bit farther every day. Every time they come back, it's a little bit darker out, it's a little bit later in the day. They're pushing their luck a little bit harder, but they're finding pathways and stuff to try and look for like little caves, and they find all these like nice little nooks and crannies and stuff where people just could be hiding. No signs of Black Pepper Jack anywhere. a day or two after doing all of this, Barty comes back.
So how long has he been gone? How many days?
Over a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
So at this point, we're not sure if we're ever going to see Barty again.
No, yeah.
No, you heard my voice off in the distance.
Yeah, every night.
Telling you, watch out, yeah. Watch out for Black Pepper Jack.
So, he's back for a visit. He's learning some new skills on controlling the wolf, but he can't really apply too much of those. He's hanging out with basically the old Berserker gang because a lot of the young ones went off with the king.
Big Beard and I are tight. Wolf pack. Rah!
Oh, did you have a little puppy bonding experience?
Oh, it was a little bit more than puppy bonding. Now I can tame the beast within, Jamala.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, you will believe it when you see it. It's a new body, baby.
So, during this conversation, you guys hear a bunch of cheers coming from a large group of the Northlanders over by the ship that's being built and worked on.
Oh, I guess we'll pop in.
Palliver is sitting there with his arms crossed. He's got this big, huge, shit-eating grin on his face. He's actually talking to the Northlanders in their language at this point. The dwarf kind of got, like, this petulant look on her face. Like, yeah, I know I did it, but, you know, I could have done better, and fuck all of you. So she's just kind of standing there. The ship itself, not finished, is floating off the ground about 3 inches. And everybody's just ape shit for this, except for the dwarf.
Huh!
So it's unsupported. It's actually true. It's a flying ship, but not very high.
Well, look at that, Palliver. Smack him on the buns. A whole 3 inches? Good job.
I can make it. I can make it bigger.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
We're doing the best we can.
It's never been like this before. Always, at least.
No, seriously though, it's super cool. Good job.
He's a grower, not a shower.
Look, can we talk?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so he pulls you guys aside, and he keeps looking back at Bogo as he's following you, and he just kind of looks back at you guys, looks back at Bogo. Can we talk?
Hey Bogo, why don't you like have a good look at that floating ship? It's crazy, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'll be over here if you need me. I'm just gonna look at this. This is crazy.
Hey Bogo.
Yeah.
Try and get like under the ship.
Under, okay. It's pretty small. I'll see what I can do.
I maybe you could lift it. Could you lift it?
Well, it's lighter than the phone. I could. Maybe I could.
He's gonna break the boat again.
Tip it over. Thump.
Whoops.
So Bogo's gonna run over to the boat, start circling around, looking for a place for a good handhold, but it's gonna be, not sure he's gonna be able to find one.
He needs a small axe.
Yeah.
Dig a hole.
Yeah.
Gotta get under it. I'm gonna figure it out.
Into the boat. Small axe. Oh, shit. Sorry, guys.
We got a problem.
What's the problem?
Your dwarves are amazing. Getting this thing up and running, we should be ready to go in a few days. She wants to escape as soon as that thing is ready, and she wants to take the ship. She's trusting me not to tell them, and I won't. But I have a very bad feeling about all of that.
Well, okay. This is good. This is a good conversation to have. Because last time we talked about this, our plan was also to kind of escape.
Whoa. Wait. I'm gonna roll perception to see if there's any Berserker gang or anybody around that can hear this conversation.
Okay.
Because I'm learning stuff, and they can hear a lot better than you think you can, Jamal. All right.
That's fine.
Roll in. Perception. Let's see here. Detection. I'm going to give a little bit of a werewolf boost. So what do you want me to roll, a D8?
Yeah, roll your normal perception first.
Okay.
Roll the test. And how much of a boost are you trying to give it, your skill?
Well, just a little bit. Just give a little smell to see if I smell any of the other pack around.
Give me a number. Like, are you trying to say maybe just 3-point bonus or?
Oh yeah, you know. Sure. Let's try for a 3-point bonus.
Okay, all right. So go ahead and roll the spot.
D8. All right, I rolled a 6 plus 7 would be 13 plus 3. So 16.
Okay. Now roll your wisdom.
It's a D8. I rolled a 7.
you're okay. So, yeah, you don't hear or see anybody that seems to be eavesdropping. They seem more concerned with the grunting that's coming from underneath the ship.
Distraction! Perfect!
I mean, but these Northerners, I mean, obviously we need the ship, but they have been pretty cool lately, so...
I'm learning a lot about these guys. They're not going to let that ship go without a huge fight. And these people they're not bad guys. They're not evil. They're people. If they come back for that ship, it's going to be a bloodbath. Either we're all going to get murdered or they're going to get murdered. And I'm not sure I want to take sides in this.
Do you have a plan?
No, that's why I came. If I had a plan, I'd come to you and tell you this is my plan.
Before I started supposing, I just wanted to check.
Okay, well, I'm just...
Well, where does Etta want to go?
She wants to get back to her people. Wouldn't you?
That ain't happening.
Okay, then maybe...
If she's leaving, she's coming with us. She's joining the fight.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What are you on about?
Well, but she's got to join the fight. We got to enlist the dwarves and the rune makers. We need more of these airships.
Well, this just turned into a BioWare game.
Hold on. Buddy, if we're convincing any dwarves that this is a good idea, it should maybe start with us returning her to her people in whatever huge dwarven city she's from, because she is not the dwarf we want to be talking with. She's a bitch.
You don't think she's gonna take the ship, and then as soon as we show up to the dwarves, we're gonna lose this ship? This is a great asset. I mean, if we were to lose her, we would keep the ship.
I would like to point out she is a dwarf. They don't need flying ships underground.
Exactly.
That's a good point. So, Palava, do you know how to do this? Have you learned the ways of the runesmiths or whatever they're called?
Somewhat, but to be honest, I'm not leaving. I'll help you guys get away, but...
What?
You just said you wanted to leave.
No,
you just
said the last time we talked that we wanted to leave and I was going to help you, but I don't... I really like it here.
I thought you wanted to be, you know, the head of lycanthropic studies and
I've
blah,
learned
blah,
so
blah.
Much already. Imagine if I just live with these people for, what, 3, 5, 20 years. When I go back to the Isle of Mages, it will be ridiculous the amount of knowledge I'm going to have. I can change magical theory forever.
But, Palava, we need to get to the Isle of Mages. How are we going to get there without you?
I could teach you. I don't know.
Okay. There's a lot. You're unloading a lot right now. Let's unpack it all. Okay. you want to stay here. You also want to escape?
No, I want to help you guys because I do feel like you should be able to leave.
Okay.
I thought you just said that you wanted to get out of here because the warring parties were going to find each other and there was going to be tons of bloodshed. Didn't you just say that?
That was like 2 weeks ago. No, I...
Are you okay?
I told you I don't want her to escape because there would be a lot of bloodshed.
Oh, the dwarf.
Yes.
Gotcha. If you know some of it, couldn't you just persuade her to study with the dwarves for a while and come back here?
No, I can fly the ship. I don't need...
Oh, boy.
You need to be able to fly the ship, but nobody's going to fly the ship because she's going to take it to escape, and she's going to go to the dwarves. So you guys won't have the ship either.
Okay. In your time building the ship...
Uh-huh.
Have you learned... where the warring Northlander party that took your other mage came from?
No.
Because we could stage a war party to get him, drop off Etta and her brothers, wherever they're from, probably not too far. They came to the encampment at the Dragon's Bed by foot. Win-win. We drop her off at home. We keep the boat. We make more boats because we learn stuff
we
about runes.
We don't know how to make the Jamala. We gotta keep Etta. We gotta keep her. It doesn't matter if she's doing it willingly or if we're forcing her to do it. We need her knowledge in order to make more of these ships.
Oh.
We need a rune crafter. We need somebody to be able to make this, and dropping her off isn't going to be able to do that. We're not going to be able to... If we get rid of her, how's that going to help?
Remember how useful Black Pepper Jack was when we just, you know, bullied him and shat all over him? Deservingly, I might add, but he wasn't very helpful.
Hey, he killed that bear. He killed that bear. You know Shagrit, the bear? He killed him.
Good point.
Yeah.
I was losing a lot of blood at the time. Good point.
And I need to keep my eye on Black Pepper Jack.
Oh, good. Well, then what have you been doing the past week?
Listen. Yeah. I was telling you guys, I was calling out to the camp. I said, watch out for Black Pepper Jack.
Okay, I'll try and find out. where the other camp guys are. I'll do my best to find that information. But you can't let her escape.
Okay.
But you can't tell her that you know she's going to escape, because then she won't trust me anymore.
What has she been doing at night?
Sleeping.
Great. We're going to have a little celebration tonight. We're going to get real friendly with her and try to convince her that, well, that maybe we can, you know, we'll get friendly. Because she's not friendly. We'll get friendly.
Maybe we can give her a pearl necklace.
Yeah. Or braid her beard.
Hey, I have pretty good persuasion skills.
Hey, if that's your spice.
Yeah.
Old chum.
Sure you do, Barney.
You have to.
Hey, listen. I got a D10 plus 7 in persuasion.
Okay.
Listen. I don't even care about this other mage. What difference does that make? We got the airboat. Let's go. We learned how to do werewolving. I'm set. I'm ready to go. Let's get back to the war. I gotta find my wolf dad.
Well, this thing is only flying 3 inches off the ground right now.
So in a couple days, it'll be flying. I got faith. Baby.
Too soon. Barney!
What?
Barney, I'm lifting the boat! Barney, look at me!
You lifted!
I'm lifting the boat!
And you did!
And he dug out, like, a small, maybe, like, 2 foot, with his bare hands, trench under the boat. And he's just like, you know, people, like, lean against the Leaning Tower of Pisa. He's just got there. He's got both hands and feet on the bottom of the boat.
Is the boat, like, racing in any way whatsoever?
Probably not, no.
No.
You did it, Bogo. Look at ya. Oh, what a champion you are. What a great guy. Look at ya. Oh, you get a gold star.
Oh, good. Hey, Edda. You guys have been working very hard. I know you want to go home, but do you want to, like, have a little celebration tonight? Just they have very strong drinks.
She kind of rolls her eyes up. Oh, fine. This is so stupid.
Okay. Lefty, what have we done?
I have no idea.
To show at a good time. What would you...
You butter her up.
Do what to her?
No, it's like when you're trying to butter her
is
up.
Is there alcohol?
Oh, yeah.
I'm asking, yeah.
Whatever we want.
Then let's get her some alcohol. I found that to be effective for the buttering up in the past.
Okay, so we got a bonfire. We got logs. We got mead, we got the ship. Make sure this woman's tankard is never empty all night long. You hear me, bartender?
Okay, roll charisma.
Zeros.
Zeros are good, reroll.
Hooray! Six.
I love how, like, 16? Like we've been playing this for, like, almost 5 years now. And you still make that same comment about zeros.
I never use a D10.
Every time.
So you're not sure if it's just the way her beard moves, but it seems like there might have been like a little twitch of a smile and a little glance like, okay.
I pulled Jamala aside. I'm like, why don't we just try getting her to talk, see what she thinks is fun?
Yeah, good plan. You want to take the lead on that?
Sure. Her name's Edda, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So we come up to Edda with another pitcher of drinks. Woo, Edda! Jamal and I never get to party like this. This is really nice sitting around the fire, don't you think?
Okay, roll for lying.
What do I write? Wait. Who said I'm lying?
Facts.
We don't ever get to just hang out at a party.
There are like several episodes where the dominating storyline in that episode is you and Jamala
waking up, naked or in a weird place.
Yeah, or doing something
nefarious.
We
don't get to do it as often as we would like to. I'm not lying. Just because you think it's extravagant doesn't mean we do.
That would, what would the lying will be, a charisma roll?
Yeah, it's just a persuasion.
Yeah, you gotta do that anyway.
Yeah, you gotta do that anyway. It's the same roll.
One, so D8. Go D8. Oh, I got a 4.
She kind of leans forward and says,
I'm not really into this. Like,
drawing a circle between you and Jamala and her.
Well, tell us what you like to do.
Not this.
What does this say?
That's when I saunter up.
Oh boy!
Hey, how's it going? And I hand her a dwarven drink.
They don't have dwarven drinks here that you know of.
But they might have something that might taste like a dwarven drink.
Are you asking her what a dwarven drink is?
A chair like mud.
Yeah, there you go.
Meat on the rocks, but put actual rocks in it.
Yes, perfect. There you go. So I walk up and I have a tankard full of mead. Hey, it's on the rocks. And there's actual rocks inside.
That is such a racist joke. She's slightly offended by that.
Slightly offended. Well, you know, offense sometimes turns into attraction.
Been reading the PUA tips that were put out there.
That's right. So I sit down next to her and I say, Etta, how's it going?
Insulted her.
She takes one of the rocks out of the tanker and drops it on the ground, takes another one. This is so stupid. Whose idea was it to put rocks in my drink?
It was that guy, and I pointed Bogo.
Why? Because I'm a dwarf? Because I live underground?
Right, yeah, you know, dwarven delicate. I mean, those are their hand-choice picked river rocks.
Don't meet a lot of dwarves, do you?
No, I really don't, and that's why I'm so interested in you, Etta.
Is this part of the thing with the other two girls?
No.
Now we're introducing a boy, and I might be okay with that because that's not true either.
Well, I mean, you could be on your own. That's cool.
Why is everybody coming on to me?
We're not coming on to you. We just, you know, we want to be friendly. We're trying to be friendly. Come on, be a part of the crew. We like you a lot, Etta. We think you're great.
Look, for my people, we only hand drinks to people that we're interested in. Yeah.
Dating
with. And you guys keep giving me drinks, and I find that it's flattering, but really, I'm not into this whole group sex thing.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Leffy just puts her hand completely over Barty's face.
I just had a totally different idea of what Barty was saying oh no to, like a level of disappointment.
No, we're not trying to get in your pants. We're just trying to not have a boring night, and booze often facilitates that.
Well, sex is not the answer.
No.
What is the answer?
Not hanging around a bunch of giants? I'd like to be with my own people. Would that be okay?
Oh, for sure. I mean, yeah, that's like, I mean, you've got the ship's almost up and running, so yeah, we'll have you back home in no time.
Right.
What?
You they're going to take me home. And my brothers, we're all going to go home.
I put my arm around her, and I kind of walk a little bit away from the fire. I'm like, hey, listen. We'll take you home in the ship. You don't have to worry about these people. We can take care of these people.
Well, I don't want you to murder these people.
Oh, no, not murder. No. We'll slip out in the middle of the night. They won't notice. They won't hear a thing. Tonight will be a good night after everybody gets drunk.
The ship's only 3 inches off the ground. I need more time.
More time? How much more time do you need?
Oh, don't be so stupid.
You're a real prize to be won, Etta. A real prize to be won.
Are you done? Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Are you finished?
Yeah,
you done?
Okay. I'm finished. When are you going to fix the ship, Etta?
Oh, so that's what this is about. You don't give a shit about me. You want me to fix the ship. Why do you don't. Want me to fix the ship? Is it because...
Because we're going to take the ship and we're going to fight against the greatest evil that has ever...
Am I able to tackle Barty?
We're going to take the ship and we are going to fight one of the greatest evils that has ever come upon. Because
if I could tackle Barty, he would already be on the floor and all of this would be more like...
Have you ever heard of Doritadin? Have you ever heard of the evil that's seeping from Doritadin?
Lefty should roll to tackle.
This is what we are trying. This is what we are trying to fight against, and we need this ship, and we need more. We need more than this ship.
I need you to roll an attack.
Thank you. And I'd like to be retroactive for when I first chimed in.
And I'm going to dodge her.
I'm assuming this is unarmed combat, right?
Right.
So I've got my D12 plus 3.
Yep. Okay, roll perception, Barty. This is not a wolf perception. This is just normal perception.
All right. I got 11.
Okay. Because what I would like to do is I would like to just continue just like very easily and casually just step aside from her tackle as she falls on the floor and I continue to speak.
Okay. Let's find out if that happens because that would be hilarious.
I rolled an 8.
It does not happen.
No. Yeah, wait. I rolled an 8 plus 7.
How did you get a plus 7?
Plus 7.
What is a 7? Because
I have... That's my detection. My detection is D8 plus 7.
Okay. All right. So roll reaction.
Okay.
And no, you can't use acrobatics because you're just stepping aside.
Can my, like, tracking or something counter his perception?
No.
Can I roll something?
No.
I rolled a 6.
Okay. So you still got hit, but you saw it coming.
So okay. I was going for a full body tackle with hand over mouth and pinning down. So
what happened?
So that's exactly what happened. She blindsided you.
What?
Tackles you with her hands wrapped around your mouth, so now you're you should say everything that you had just said before, but with your hand across your mouth.
Just try to be honest.
Barty, you're such a freaking moron, you jerk.
You guys are the ones who are trying to keep her in the dark. I'm the one who's trying to tell her the truth.
Hand across her mouth.
You're trying to skew the truth.
Edda, I am so sorry for him. He's a little sad. He's a sad man. He's obsessed with a thing, and everything he said was a lie.
Look, Edda, let's be real. Of course, we would love if you could help us with the ship, but that's not the only reason we're hanging out here.
Right. I think I'm going to go to bed now.
Let's all go.
Walking away.
And then, while still on top of Barty, I take my hand off his mouth, and before he tries to say anything, I slap him. And then I get up.
You guys, see, this is the problem. You people don't tell anybody exactly what your intentions are, and the lack of clarity is what's causing people to. Dance around the issue. We need. This is what we need.
You can begin telling one part of the story doesn't help us get to our end.
This is the greatest evil that has ever been on this world, and it's seeping out into the rest of Doritadonia. And we need to protect the princess.
Wow, we put him on a crusade, didn't we?
I chew a Dorito angrily.
Barty, like I said. At this point, everything's shit, so feel free to prove me wrong. But I don't think that dwarf is interested in any kind of crusade. She seems extremely isolatory and exactly like she wants to do what she wants to do. She's practically a teenager, I think. you're not going to be able to inspire her. Maybe leaders of her kingdom. But no, we need to get her back to where she came from, and now she's going to be hella ungrateful. It's awful, and you fucked it up again. Thank you.
I also would like to point out that you guys were bragging about stealing the ship at a bonfire party. At least he was starting to do that when Lefty covered his mouth.
Nah, I had walked away from the bonfire. I was leading her away.
Yeah, but you were talking loudly.
Nah.
Bogo wasn't still trapped under that boat. He might have heard you.
I think he was there. He pointed at me at the bonfire. Bogo's just drinking nonchalant, unaware. Bogo just thinks the fire is cool.
So now what?
I say we wait a couple days, wait for them to finish the boat, and take the boat and get out of here. We need to get back to Doritadonia. I know how to control my powers now. I'm fine. I need to get back there. I have to kill the wolf that did this to me, or else I won't be able to be under control until the next moon comes. I can't wait any longer, Jamala. And you sitting around talking to people is not solving any problems.
Could have if you hadn't fucked it up, Barty.
Hey, you guys weren't doing anything that was working either.
We hadn't braided her beard yet. It was going to get there.
I figured a little bit of honesty was going to, you know, do the trick.
There's a difference between honesty and talking like a crazy person all of a sudden, which is what...
Yeah, you need to add butter before you add honesty, Barty.
Not where I come from.
Is Palaver at the party?
Yeah, he's still kind of like in the middle of like taking a drink, but he stopped. He raised his glass to his mouth, but stopped during the whole thing. And he's just kind of gawking at you guys.
Okay, Barty, hey.
What?
I grab him by the cheeks. I make him look like a fish. Okay, you did that. We can't take... I let go. You did that. We can't take that back, okay? If that's how you want to play it, you've played it. Now's your chance. Go convince that prissy teenage dwarf of your crusade to save the world. I'm sure it's going to go over really well. Go try that now, because you fucked our plans.
I don't know what the other plans were to begin with. You guys don't let me... You guys, you and Lefty have your little conversations and your little talks about things, and I don't... Your little secret language, I don't understand what it is anyway, so I will go talk to her, and persuade her.
Wait, so this is all about because your butt hurt because we're girlfriends?
No, and I just stomp off and after Etta.
Child.
Yeah, I lean on Lefty and just shake my head and burp a little.
I eat more Doritos.
Okay, so this is all Barty. Nobody else can input. Okay. This is going to go so badly.
Etta, wait.
She pretends not to listen to you or hear you, and she just continues walking.
Listen, so I'm just trying to be honest with you. Those girls, they were trying to butter you up and then try and convince you to do something to make you think it was your idea. I felt that you were a big enough person with a smart enough brain to be able to understand exactly what was going on. I mean, like, this is the problem that we are facing. There is an evil in this world that is seeping
around
into all the different kingdoms, and we have to fight it.
She, as soon as you, like, right before you get into that bit about the evil in the kingdom, she turns around. The fire in her eyes, she is so pissed. She just glares at you. I mean, just stone cold, murder in her eyes.
Listen, there is an evil in this world that we have to fight. It is seeping into the rest of the kingdoms and will soon take over all of Doritodonia. We need the help of everyone that we can find. And you have an incredible gift at runes, and we need your help. And I was trying to be honest with you.
Did you just call me stupid?
No, I was saying that you had an incredible brain.
No, before that, you thought I would be smart enough. So, because I don't like what you're saying, I must be stupid.
No, that's what I said was, if you play back the tape, what I said was that you were too smart for what the girls were trying to do to you, trying to butter you up and get you to think of that it was your own idea. This
don't
was
the party, oh, Lefty so, said, put so, your foot in your mouth, Barty.
So your friends that you want me to help work with think I'm naive and easy to manipulate.
They think that you're a teenager. They think that you're young. They think that they can get an advantage over you by becoming your friend. I know better. You don't want to be our friends, and that's fine. But there's a thing that is out there that needs to be taken care of.
I should give a shit about helping you guys because you are so good that you're going to tell me the honest truth.
Yes. I am telling you the honest truth. Honestly, right now, that is what's happening. I'm being honest.
I should give a shit about what exactly? I should give a shit about getting home to my people or helping a bunch of...
Listen, there's a great evil that is coming across this world, and we need to take care of it. We need to fight against it. And you are going to be one of the people who stands with your head in the sand and will not rise up to fight when evil strikes their banners and raises their flags over all the kingdoms and all of Doritodonia. You are going to be one of the people who looks down, who stood to the side and said, I didn't want to have a part of that, and let that happen to this world.
Roll persuasion. Needed that inspiring speech.
I rolled a 10. But that's with plus 7.
You have a plus 7?
So I rolled a
persuasion too? She looks at you, looks you up and down. She doesn't look so pissed off anymore. And then she says, no. And turns around and starts walking away again.
Hey, when this comes across your kingdom, the people that you love are taken from you. The people that you love are persecuted and oppressed. I just want you to know that you could have changed it. You could have changed it right here, and you're choosing to walk away.
Yep.
And that's fine.
And she just keeps on walking.
And I turn around.
Truly, this is our greatest defeat to date. I say to Palliver, who looks very nervous.
So, it's not the best of mornings. You guys had a defeat last night, so.
Yep.
And, but did I at least bruise Barty?
He does have a bit of a purplish around his cheeks there.
All right, I feel a little bit better.
When you guys leave your domicile there for the morning, you see Shovel Guy limping, holding his arm, holding his shovel in one hand, but also using that to kind of hold his arm up. He's bleeding pretty badly from his arm, and he's just kind of pale, stumbling forward towards you guys. It's a couple feet away, and he just falls down on his knees. He can't really get back up anymore.
Lefty. Bogo walks over. It says, "Little X-Man!" And he holds him. He says, he's trying to check and see if he's okay. He wants to know what's wrong. He looks like he's hurt.
Oh, we fucked up.
He says they fucked up. Hold on. I'm going to get help. Don't move. And nice. Bogo sets him down, and he's going to go running looking for Lefty or Jamila.
They're not far away. They're actually just kind of staring there, bleary-eyed and still waking up outside the door.
So I run over, and I'm just pointing at him, pointing at Shovel Guy.
And then I ran over to him, and I asked what happened, and he said that words, mean words.
Lefty and I have already gone over to where Shovel Guy is. Okay. While he's blathering. Was there a clear wound that he had?
Yeah, it's like a rend. Like, his arm is ripped, like, by claws.
Do we know where the healers are in this town?
Yeah, the old healers are actually already coming over to you guys. Or while you're standing there, they're basically like sliding in on their knees and starting to wash it. And it stinks, whatever they're putting on his arms. It's like putrid, but...
Bogo's repeating, like, I seen the whole thing! As if it would help.
Trevor guy, what happened?
Things are coming at camp. We camp. We not make it back in time. We camp, and they grabbed us at night. They took all five of them, and I got away, but it's big things!
Does that sound familiar to Bogo at all?
I guess I don't know how close Bogo is at this point, but if Bogo is hearing that, he just kind of gasps and says,
Jotun?
We did go in the woods. No woods, no. But five woods, but not in them. You were for fire. My arm hurts. Real bad.
Bogo, do you know what he's talking about?
It sounds like Jotun. He may have tried to fight the Jotun. That's not good.
I assume the healers, if they're working on him,
they all kind of stop as soon as he says that. They look at him, not like with fear, they look at him like, you idiot, and then they keep going. Contempt more than like pity or fear or anything.
What's the Jotun?
The Jotun are like giants, the magical giants that live in the woods, and they normally don't come out, but if you were too close to the woods and made them angry, then maybe that's why they took them. When we make sure to tell all children, and even Bogo, doesn't go in there because they try to eat children if they wander in there too far.
Did any of the crew get eaten? Is Shovel Guy still conscious?
Yeah, he's still conscious. Taken. No, don't know if eaten.
How many?
Oh, four.
How many giants?
Many. Dark shapes. They're just dark shapes.
I look at Lefty with kind of look of a, oh no, do we take responsibility for this, or do we count those people as dead?
I feel like we're supposed to take responsibility for it, but I don't want to count myself as dead.
Shovel Guy grabs Lefty's arm with his, working hand, and go help crew. Like, desperate look, like, please go save us, you're our leader, we're counting on you, sort of look on his face.
Yeah. No man left behind?
No man left behind. It's her crew.
Yeah, I think we need to do this, Jamala.
Fine, I'll get my things.
Do you think it will be better or worse with Barty?
Well, we've got to take Barty. Maybe he'll recruit some giants.
All right, let's get him.
Barty walks out, and he's rubbing his eyes. He's tired.
What are you guys doing? What's up?
We gotta go. Some of the crew got taken by Jotun giants or something.
Oh, the giant variety? Are you sure they weren't fire Jotuns or ice Jotuns or earth Jotuns or wind Jotuns or particle Jotuns or misty mountain Jotuns
I have all my walked up to my room and I've gathered all my things and I don't. He said it was dark. I have no idea.
Were they the golden Jotuns, or do they have the speckled, or are they the speckled Jotuns, or
wasabi
the striped
soy?
Jotuns?
Wasabi soy Jotun, or the curry Jotun?
There's all sorts of... Broden's chosen warriors, man. They told me all about these guys. We could take them. Well, the weapons we need to fight with, it just depends on what kind we're fighting.
We'll have to bring them all, then. And we better do it fast before that boat gets up and flies away.
I hope it's not the Tapatio Jotuns. Those are. Oh man, we're gonna have to go get an oxen, and we'd have to go get a whole cart full of pillows. It's not gonna work out well if it's the Tapatio.
Here you gotta lick 'em first and know what kind you're facing.
And at this point, we're already back out the door again, and I'm like, I have. Seldom heard more nonsense spill out of your mouth.
hey, I run over to Shovel Guy. Did you get a taste of them first before you got out of there? Did you bite one of them maybe?
He starts to open his mouth to say something, but then his eyes roll back into his sockets and he just passes out.
Bogo, what do you think? Do you think maybe just regular Jotun variety? Look at the marks.
The wounds. Yeah, can I look at the wounds and try and get a guess, or is that
even for you, these creatures are still, like...
mysterious?
Yeah, they're mysterious, yeah. Mythical creatures. They're stories and stuff like that, but it's not like you've ever met anybody that's seen one.
Right, right.
I don't know. Jotun are just really bad and all different shapes and sizes, and they say that they all have different magics, and this could be anything.
All right, well, I guess we better just prepare for just the regular old, plain old Jotun.
Cool Ranch Jotun?
Yes, Bogo, the Cool Ranch Jotun.
So it only takes a few hours for Bogo to show you guys where you need to go into the forest. But by about this time, because you guys were out partying and it was late morning, you're about mid-afternoon when you guys finally get there. The forest is dense, thick, dark. Inside, you know, looking in from the outside, it looks like just definitely a place where people would tell stories of ugly things that live there. Barty really is the only person to kind of give it away that would have any kind of way of tracking them. And really, there's no evidence aside from the fact that you see the remains of their fire that they were ever here. There's no blood except for a little trickles heading back towards the village. So it doesn't look like anybody was murdered and eaten here.
Well, then I should roll tracking to see if I can see where else they've gone. I'm gonna use a little wolf points.
Okay, how many points?
Let's do four. 4 points.
Okay. Is he like tapping from a daily point pool?
No, but the level that he's striving for, of how much he's gonna let out,
changes his difficulty.
Changes the difficulty of it.
Interesting.
Ah, so I critically succeeded on the tracking.
Okay.
So that's okay. So 8 plus 5 plus 16, plus the 4 points. So 20.
Okay, nice. And then the
wisdom.
Yeah.
I rolled a 3.
Okay. So, like a bolt, he starts taking off. He just dives into the forest and starts running. For you, Barty, it's a foul-smelling creature, but your wolf part of you is on the hunt, and he's just moving fast, just between the trees, just going a mile a minute. You guys actually have trouble keeping up with him, but you don't have trouble following him. The wreckage he's leaving behind as he just, like, powers through the forest is really easy. And he might not even know he's doing it, but he pauses every few feet, or every few, like, strides to sniff again and just keep going. And he's actually making animal-like sounds as he's doing it.
Oh, good, this again. I'm so thrilled to have him to keep up with this prancing little body animal.
Keep up, Jamala. Keep up.
After a certain point, though, he stops. He completely loses the scent.
I don't know where they've gone. I don't know which way is next.
Is it just as densely forested as previous?
Yeah, and actually, now that you've stopped, it's dark in here. Like, the canopy of the trees has made no sunlight is coming down. Like, very little sunlight. It's very gray, green, dark in here. It's cold, it's damp, and it's just thick with growth and trees. And the ground itself feels like almost squishy, like after a hard rain.
How stupid would it be if I lit this place up a bit?
You're around a lot of trees. You could potentially set them on fire. Unless you were just doing, like, an orb.
Is my wilderness survival telling me that, like, oh, yeah, just turn a light on and everything will crawl into the darkness and eat you?
Wouldn't make a difference the way you guys just ran through it.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Well, I do that. I make a ball of light.
Okay. You can't see anything that would give away where you guys were coming from. But you're glad you made that ball of light, because everything seems to be getting darker as you realize that you guys have been out here probably running and moving around so fast you haven't even been paying attention to, like, time slipping by you. You really, one thing I would like is everybody to roll a spot check.
Roll a lot of D8s today.
Under perception, or? Yeah, I rolled a 8, and I got it. Yeah.
14.
Okay. I rolled a 16.
I have perception only, I think.
Okay, then just roll that.
So I got a 5.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Then it was the then I rolled the 8.
Okay.
And then I rolled a 3.
Okay. So who did below 10?
Lefty.
Lefty was the only... Okay. So you guys all realize as soon as you look around that all the pushing through from where you guys came, it's all gone.
Oh, like it grew back?
Like it grew back.
Mm.
You're not sure which direction you came from.
Oh, no.
This is the place of the hidden people. This is their world. You didn't walk into a forest. From the Northlander's perspective, you walked into the domain of magical creatures.
Bad bombing.
You could have mentioned it was a magic forest, Bogo.
Jotun Den. Jotun Den.
Magic forest.
Jotun Den.
Tomato, tomato.
Piss.
I'm old and incontinent, but I like to party. My funky fresh spells bag more bitches than Barty. And I mean lady dogs. Literal lady dogs in a sack. Look, incredible power is not without misfires. I mean, just think of all the paintings that the famous artists have smashed over the top of bronze statuettes because their dope skills failed them. That's when you pull up your sock garters and by gods you try again. Or, in my case, contribute to the packs of wild dogs rooting through the trash and copulating with raccoons. Anyway, where was I? All right! Rolling deep amongst magic trees, you'll find peril, death, and most likely bumblebees. What tremendous dangers will befall our crew? Sit back, relax. Here's a sneak preview. Psych! Oh, old gal, had you going? You're such a rube. Just wait a month, maybe do some crimes. This is Galdap saying, see you next time.
Hello. Thank you so very much for listening to Dungeons and Doritos, presented by Nerdy Show. I know what you're thinking. Jamela, I've listened to all the episodes of Dungeons and Doritos. I've heard all this before. Well, shut up, fussy bitches. It's time to listen good. Because if you're not actively participating in what I'm about to say, if you're not listening to these facts and these accreditations, you're missing a significant part of the Dungeons & Doritos community and special ways that you can help make this show go on forever. So, if you like what you heard, do the responsible thing. Please rate and review us on iTunes, like and follow us on SoundCloud and Audioboom, or subscribe and stream on Google Play. Dungeons & Doritos was performed by Cap Blackard, Colin Peterson, Lefty Lucy, Doug Banks, and Rule Knudsen. It was designed and mixed by Colin Peterson and edited by Jeremy Kerrigan. Our original score was composed and produced by Ryan McQuinn, Mike McQuinn, and Steve Orbortz, and is available for purchase on Bandcamp, which goes directly to supporting the composers. Dungeons & Doritos is played using the Saga's role-playing game, a universal system designed to allow for unparalleled role-playing and world-building freedom. Find out more at sagasrpg.com. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from Dungeons & Doritos, and there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. you can also find official Dungeons & Doritos merchandise, like comics, shirts, stickers, and dice bags at nerdyshow.com/store. Discover more Nerdy Show role-playing and audio dramas on Nerdy Show Theater. And find all of our programming at nerdyshow.com. If it's geeky, they've got it covered.
Hey, Cap, did you lick one of the chips first? Because you get the taste of the, like, if you put it in your mouth and then you lick it,
it's like you get the wine taste out of after.
You get the taste of the soy sauce first and then the wasabi.
So you're saying you lick the chip and then you eat the chip.
Lick it, stick it, see you later, bye.
May I see where the wasabi, please? I'm going to try this.
Try to lick the chip.
He's like, right. Put it on your tongue and lick it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is very odd that it works that way.
What's really odd is what made you think to do that?
I just put it in my mouth and like he's a perv. I put it was too big.
Yeah.
It was too big. It was too big in my mouth, and so I just kind of tongued it a little bit, and then I was like, oh.